anything that she wants if you dial toll-free right now, 855-453. 855-450-3733 as we enter into hour number three of this program. Still to come here tonight, 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We'll continue on this list, which Brett and I started about a week ago. Brett from School Sucks Project, who has unfortunately had to leave early tonight. He is sick, and so he's going to go get some rest. But we'll continue that list when we get a chance. For those of you just tuning in, the last hour, we spent the bulk of the hour discussing the D.C. law, or the D.C. Act that is not yet a law, but it is darn close, that was a decriminalization act, or a bill that has now become an act, because the mayor has signed it in D.C. It now has to go to a 60-day-long congressional review where the Congress folks, Senate and legislature, will have the opportunity to pass what's called a joint resolution. So it would have to pass both the Senate and the Congress people, or wait, the Senate and the House. Reps and the House, that's what I'm looking for. It would have to pass them both and then be signed by the president in order to stop the bill from becoming a law in D.C. of decriminalization of cannabis. And there was some speculation on the show in the last segment about what are the odds? What is the likelihood that the entirety of the federal government, basically, the majority of the entirety of the federal government, will stand in the way of the D.C. City Council and the D.C. mayor and stop marijuana decriminalization from happening?
Right. And let's not forget that this is the do-nothing Congress, part D. And the fact is that they do very little. They can't agree on anything. Can they agree that Washington, D.C. needs to keep small amounts of marijuana a criminal offense?
So here is what I dug up during the news break as I was trying to find out. What my question was, well, when was the last time they actually did stop something? How often do they use this congressional oversight ability that they have? And I was able to find the answer. I don't know when the last time was, but I was able to find a decent enough answer.
Yeah, you got an answer.
This from DCist.com. It's an article written back in January of this year about Eleanor Holmes Norton. She is Democratic from D.C. She's a representative of some sort that is going to be putting forth a proposed law, a bill, if you will, to try to end the 30-day congressional review of D.C. laws. It's called the District of Columbia Paperwork Reduction Act. She submitted it, and this has come through before, but it's never actually passed. So they're trying again. The idea would be it would eliminate the congressional review period for legislation passed by the D.C. City Council, which is 30 days for civil bills and 60 days for criminal. But not just any type of days, legislative days, which means the review process can take quite some time, while there's now a handy effective date calculator. So, for instance, I was reading a different article, and it said that if they put in the bill near October when Congress takes a break, it could take 4 months. Because if they're not in session, then the review period doesn't apply until
right.
They're in session. So it could be a four-month process. In the case of the marijuana decrim, it'll be within the next 60 days. So the congressional review process for D.C. bills provide no benefit to Congress, but impose substantial costs on the district, said Norton in a statement. Indeed, Congress effectively abandoned the congressional review process as a mechanism for overturning D.C. legislation 23 years ago, which suggests that the last time they used it was 23 years ago, because what happened was there was a Home Rule Act that was passed in 1973, because the D.C. Council is still required to use what is described as Kafkaesque make-work procedures to comply with the abandoned congressional review process that was established in 1973. Indeed, since Home Rule went into effect, according to DCist.com, Washington, D.C. has sent more than 4,500 legislative acts to Congress. This is in a 41-year period.
So all of their legislative acts, and they've all been sent to Congress, so 4,500.
Which, in turn, Congress has only exercised its right to disapprove just three times.
Three times in 40 years.
If Norton's act is passed, D.C.'s bills would become law after being signed by the mayor. So that's the proposal on the table. But the interesting detail is that three times in 41 years Congress has used their ability to pass a joint resolution to override and to stop the D.C. bureaucrats or D.C. politicians from passing laws. So that tells me there's about a 0.something% chance that Congress is going to stop cannabis from being decriminalized.
I agree with you. I don't think they're going to do that. However, the likelihood of a legislative body, any legislative body giving up power, even power that they don't use, seems unlikely. So I am not in the corner of this bill passing. Mm-hmm. I am, however, in the corner of the marijuana decriminalization bill passing, which I hope puts pressure on not only our governor, who's going to be seeing a decriminalization bill come across her desk in a relatively short period of time, but other governors.
Which she could do the same thing to, right? She could just sit back and not veto it. If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how it works in New Hampshire.
I believe that you can do that as a governor in New Hampshire. You can just allow things to pass.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to sign the bill. And so she could do the same thing. You know, it's not going
but
in front
she
of
she might as well at that point, because the police union and whatever other unions are, basically on the take with her, that she's on the take with.
Yeah, but then there'll be a photo op of her signing it. She's not going to want that. She wants to make her buddies in the cop world happy. So let's go to the phones. That's my prediction, for what it's worth, on what's going to happen in D.C. And, yes, hopefully that will have some sort of a cascading effect on other marijuana decrim possibilities across the country. Let's go to Mark. He's listening in Tampa to LRN.FM. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I just wanted to talk about the school sucks. I kind of wanted to go on the other side of that. But before I got into that, I want to tell you a quick story. It's totally contradictory what I'm going to talk about school sucks, but my kids are in high school, and they play sports in the state of Florida, and they wear glasses, so we purchased sports goggles for them, protect their eyes, and it's sunny in Florida, 300 days a year, so we got the transition lenses, which, if anybody doesn't know, it gets in sunlight, they turn into sunglasses, you go inside, they're regular glasses, they tint on their own. So my kids cannot wear sunglasses to play sports because in Florida they pass some sort of law or rule or some nonsense about the referees, the umpires, the coaches or whatever need to see the kids' eyes at all times to check for concussions. I thought that was the most absurd thing. So we had to go buy regular sports goggles that weren't tinted. I don't know if you guys ever heard anything like that. But
it's ridiculous. As though a referee is going to be able to identify a concussion while they're playing? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, if they want to do some examination, they should just do an examination.
Right.
But
yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. I couldn't believe it. So we had
sunglasses provide protection from the sun. I mean, whatever protection you're giving them from concussions, you're taking away in the fact that, they're getting glare in their eyes.
The UV rays or whatever.
It's affecting their vision.
Yeah, I didn't realize, referees and umpires were trained medical technicians to check for concussions now, too. You know,
they took a class.
Yeah, that's news to me. What else did you want to share, Mark?
I want to talk about school sucks. I want to kind of be on the other side of that. You guys talk about the school sucks, and I don't really argue that so much, but I don't think they all suck. I don't think that schools across the board, you say school sucks. My kids are in government schools, and we're having a great experience with it. Now, I agree with you that it shouldn't be forced on people to pay. I think that's the primary issue. But as a school system, I think it's so varied so much where you're at and what school you go to, because somebody like, I think it's Ian, you don't have any kids, and you're forced to pay property taxes, which I can go either way on that, but I think you benefit from people that go to school and learn how to read and write and do other things.
Okay, well, I want to just stand by, if you don't mind. It's unfortunate that you called at this point in the show, because Brett from School Sucks Project, he's sick tonight. He had to leave this hour, so he will not be able to respond to you, but I will be happy to do so, and Mark will as well here in moments. So stand by, Mark. We'll bring you back and continue the discussion about school and suckiness. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you are invited to dial toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. News updates, we have them for you. They're available in multiple formats. There's the Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, where we will update during the show. We'll post show prep that we're discussing. We'll post questions that we have to ask, are looking to get your input on, And so it's kind of like an as it happens sort of granular update. And then for more occasional updates, but also more important updates, sign up for our email list. We'll send you the brand new Free Talk Live Weekly Digest email, which is being put together on a weekly basis. And it highlights some of the most popular stories as voted and submitted by you, the listeners, on our website at freetalklive.com. It highlights those for the last week. And it also highlights the latest episode of the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest audio file as well. So that's a great little thing to get into your email box. You can get signed up for that over at news.freetalklive.com. Actually, there's now on the website, just on the front page, if you look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com, you will see an email sign-up box there now. So it's now easier than ever to sign up for the Free Talk Live email list and start getting those Free Talk Live Weekly Digest and the occasional update as well.
Do you drink coffee? Do you love a good cup of coffee? Well, then let me ask you this. Why do you continue to drink crappy store-bought coffee when you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com?
It's convenient. It's right there at the grocery store.
It's convenient when you go through the grocery store. That's no doubt. But it doesn't taste as good as BuzzBox coffee.
Well, what could be more convenient than having the coffee delivered to your front door?
That's true. Or wherever you get your mail. BuzzBox will make that happen for you. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get a free pound. We know you got to try it out, see if you like it. Get a free pound there. You sign up for the subscription, and coffee will be delivered to you on a regular basis. You decide the interval. You decide the quantity, what works for you in your life. And I say guess a little high because, you know, if you end up with an extra pound of coffee in 4 months or something like that, it's not a problem. You can give it away to a friend, and as you tweak your subscription. And you're going to help people around the world, because what Free Talk Live's goal is here is to get 1,000 of our listeners on board to buy coffee from us, and that way we can fund 100 microloans through World Vision, and that will help people in third world countries get loans to start their own businesses and get the hand up they need. Because this is what I believe really changes lives, is when people are invested in their own futures. Not when you know, somebody decides, oh, they need a well, let's go dig a well. Or they need, this thing or that thing. No, they know what they need. You just need to give them the ability to do it. And you can do that and enjoy awesome coffee, the kind of coffee I get to drink every morning, which is really great. BuzzBox coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to Mark. He's in Tampa. He's got kids in are they in the government school system there, Mark?
Yeah, public school. Yeah,
kids in the government-run school system, and you were saying that for your family, it's been a great experience so far. You think that some schools are better than others, and that school doesn't necessarily suck when it's run by the government. That was kind of your point in calling tonight. Is that right?
Right. And just to throw a little more into that, like, I went to a private school. My parents paid for a private school, and I don't see where I am better off than they were. And it was a lot more.
I went to both, too. And I would, in my private school was better than many of the classes I took in a public school, but they had other good classes. I just didn't see the attention from the teachers, that way. I went to a private school. I was on the dean's list. The very next year, I failed 2 courses in public school. So I'd say that the attention of the teachers was an issue.
But even if you're having a good experience at the government school.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a really important thing. Lots of people are having good experiences, and that's awesome. But I think that here's a really important question is I don't know if you're wealthy or if you're comfortable or whatever, but you would agree that there are plenty of people who are in the middle class and upper middle class who are sending their kids to your kid's school, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Why the hell should I pay to send their kids to school? They don't pay to send mine to school.
Well, I agree to that to a point, but I think...
Which point?
Like, that I'm on the fence with whether you should pay or not, because I think you benefit, all the people benefit from people getting an education. I think.
Well, then why the hell, if the education's so great at your public school, why the hell don't we force all the kids in your community to go to that school?
Well,
see, this is the point.
Have...
You see, there's one school in your community that people get to go to for free, and it's middle-class welfare. You, likely, and your friends and neighbors and people in that same little geographic area, you send your kids to this public school for free that I, would, you know, if I lived in that neighborhood and I homeschooled my kid, that my kid's education would be, because, I mean, you know, if I had $4,000 or $5,000 a month more, I'd be able to spend that much, excuse me, a year more, I'd be able to spend that on my kid's education. But because I choose not to send it to the school that you think is awesome, my kid's education is detrimented. I mean, it's money out of his pocket. And I'm just sick and tired of middle-class welfare. If we want a means test for kids, then let's means test and send the bottom 10% and make sure that the bottom 10% get some kind of scholarship. That's what the argument always is. But you know as well as I do, if you had your property taxes back and the marketplace was working for schools, that it would drive, because when there's competition, it drives down prices. Prices would be driven down, and you'd be able to pay to send your kid to school with the money that you currently send to the government to send kids to school.
Well, yeah, you make a good point, but also in my, I know this is just my situation. I have two kids in a public school, and my property taxes for the school portion are roughly like $2,500 a year.
Yeah,
and there's no way that I could educate my kids in a private school in today's market.
The private school around the corner from me does $1,500 a year. I don't know that we can necessarily say where a free market in education would drive prices down to. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I am saying that we just don't know. I mean, there are private schools in this country that subsidize kids' educations, usually religious, and the kids get great educations as a result.
Right. You know, who knows what the market would come up with, what innovations would come up with to educate kids. Because another thing that, you know, keep in mind here, let's bring me back into this picture, because I don't have a child, and you pointed me out before as, well, I'm benefiting because, you know, it's good that people who are young know how to read and write. And there's varying levels of that out of the government schools. Even somewhat decent government schools are not particularly good at this. I have known young people who've gone to decently, you know, government schools that are considered good, and they suck at reading. I mean, they just don't want to do it because they've been forced to read. And that does something to young people when you're forced against your will to do something that you're not interested in, forced to read books that you're not interested in on your own. It might kill your drive to learn.
The yardstick is warped because public schools are the yardstick, and so therefore private schools are measured by this yardstick. And you know, I mean, we don't even really know what kids who got to participate in their own educations, yeah, what that world would be like.
What if I think that the educational model that is used by the government schools is decrepit, it's dumb, it's designed to actually dumb people down, it's designed to create a worker class of non-thinking, non-critical thinking drones who will just plug into a system and do what they're told for the rest of their lives, and I don't want to support that. You know what, I actually do support the school down the street, and Mark will give you a chance to respond here in a moment. I support a private school on my own volition. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of your toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about school and whether or not it sucks. Caller suggested that, hey, you know, it's possible to have a good experience at the government schools. Kind of the old I turned out all right argument.
I don't disagree with that argument.
We'll get back into that here in moments. One of the things the government schools is not very good at doing is turning out leaders. The government school system, and you can go and you can look at the history of the government school system. There's a great underground history of American education. John Taylor Gatto is this recognized, notable teacher of the year for New York State who's kind of come out speaking out against the government school system and kind of the Prussian model, which is also employed by a lot of private schools as well.
Well, like I said, the public school system is the yardstick by which everything's measured. So because you have this incredibly large player in the marketplace, probably more than 90% of students go through the public school system. Everything's basically just ranked off of that.
Yeah. So you've got this this model that is designed to create these drones, as I was describing in the last hour, these people who are not able to critically think. They are discouraged from standing up and questioning authority, etc. They are certainly not giving new leadership classes in government schools. You got to do it yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And Dr. Matt Barney, who is the founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world over the past 20 years using the latest science in this area. And by science, what I mean is, you know, things that have been tested and been shown to work in the areas of development and persuasion, things like that. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application. So this is going to be a smartphone app that measures each person and tailors a customized development plan for them, and that's going to be really great. Now, some of it's going to be through, you know, work that you do yourself. Some of it comes through the smartphone itself. His vision is to build a community who you can access approaches that really work with other people and support each other's development as leaders. It'll also, you know, sort of, you can show each other results and that kind of thing. And that's going to help everybody. There's also going to be, they're going to rank sort of famous people so that you can see that people like Gandhi and Steve Jobs weren't perfect, but they overcame their limitations with practice and got better at what they did. Now, the app isn't ready quite yet. Now, I have signed up over at leaderamp.freetalklive.com because I want to be ready when it comes out. And this is what I'm excited for. Once it's built, you'll be able to, if you want to, you know, participate, you can, you know, help other liberty lovers advance their persuasion skills. And I think it's really going to be a great idea. It's leaderamp.freetalklive.com to amp your leadership, leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. The gentleman we were talking with, Mark in Florida, has dropped off the line. He was the individual who was saying that, hey, you know, my kids go to government school. They're having a good time. Everything's been pleasant so far. And, you know, maybe you should pay for it because we want kids to be able to read and write.
Well, he's just looking at it from one standpoint. And I don't doubt that his kids go to what he considers to be a good public school. I went to one and you went to one, Ian. But the results
and
are...
And mine, the one that I went to, was better than the public schools in the rest of the county. It was a decent school in comparison. But that's the thing. We're talking about comparing government schools here. And what you don't know is the unseen in the seen, right? We see government schools, we can compare them with one another. We can see which government schools are better than the other government schools.
Yes.
But what we can't see is what we would have in the absence of everyone being forced to put money into a monopolistic system run by bureaucracy that has no real incentive to innovate and to change and to really teach kids in the most effective way, or maybe to allow kids to learn in the most effective way. Some argue for unschooling, which says that you don't need this centralized bureaucracy. You don't need even a centralized teacher in a room, that you just need, you know, the basics to have the kids learn the basics and then set them loose and let them teach themselves things. I don't know if that's the best way for all kids to learn, but it certainly is a great way for some of them to learn, and I'd like to see more experimentation, more choices in the marketplace. I don't support the one-size-fits-all government system, and I don't want to send any money into it, because not only do I not support the system itself and how it turns out kind of these drone students, but I also, you know, I don't like the fact that students are subject to search at any given moment. There are, in a lot of these government schools these days, the police are bringing through drug dogs. They're doing backpack searches. They're stopping classes. They're getting kids out of the class. They're running a dog through. They're stopping on backpacks. They're searching. They're searching lockers. They're searching cars in the parking lot. We've seen Boy Scouts go to jail because they found a knife and a medical kit in a car in a parking lot. I mean, we've seen the ridiculous zero tolerance rules in almost every government school where, you know, kids can't have an inhaler. They can't have an aspirin. They can't have a butter knife. They can't have a squirt gun. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous nonsense. So these schools are acclimating students to the police state, which, of course, is one of the roles of the government school. Get the kids used to being ruled. Get them used to being controlled. Get them used to the bells dinging when they go from class to class, just like in prison. I mean, I think it's a terrible place to be, not to mention all the propagandizing that goes on as well. You want a pro-government stance on the issues? Go listen to a government history class. I mean, there's just plenty of brainwashing going on in these places. I want nothing to do with it. And I don't care if some people can read after they graduate. I would rather support the schools that are doing the job that I want to see done. And so as a minister of the Shire Free Church, we gave a check to the local school. Here, there's a school just down the street, the Waldorf School, in the Monadnock area of New Hampshire, and they have a different kind of method of approaching their educational curriculum there, and it's a more freedom-oriented method from the conversations I was having. I sat down and talked to their headmaster, or whatever they're called, the dean, or whoever the boss is of the school. And she invited me in, and we sat down and chatted for like 40-some minutes, and it was a great conversation. And I left there thinking, yeah, you know, this is a school worthy of supporting in comparison to the government schools. So it's not like I object to the idea of kids learning stuff. Obviously, that's a good idea. I just have a ton of objections to the government school system. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Brian is on the line, also in New Hampshire, in the Nashua area. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Brian on Skype. Brian going once. Brian going twice. Oh, there he is.
Yes, I'm still here, guys.
Go ahead.
Great lead-in, by the way.
Thanks.
I was just going to say that schools, the public schools, are really just prisoner training. Well, at a very young age, you're subjected to being forced to, you know, when you're just a child, you're forced to be subjected to attending this premise from certain hours of the day. You can't leave during certain times. You have to be sitting at a certain time. And you, when it comes to the getting the drug dogs being searched, you really get used to not having any rights. So what this really leads into is the greater scenario. Yes, I don't like paying for their schools, but what about this? In California, mothers that allow their kids to skip school and be homeschooled are sentenced to 180 days in jail.
Wow.
Yes, I'm looking at the story from 2010. A mother allowed her 13-year-old daughter, who was bullied, to skip 90 days of school. And her penalty was, from the California judge, saw no other option. The truancy law says she must attend, so the mother goes to jail for a half a year.
Wow, that's going to make life a lot better at home.
Yeah, that's going to be good for that kid. They're going to really learn a lot.
Oh, yeah. They're going to learn a lot. When basically they basically just learn that they're criminals. You have no freedom. You're going to go. You have to complete this curriculum, or you're just going to be stuck there your entire life. It's just the government way.
You know, it's really frustrating for folks to it's a difficult situation because, you know, I live in a town. Everybody says, you know, we've got a great school, and I don't know. I couldn't tell you one way or the other whether we have a good school, and I couldn't rate that school based on, you know, the school that I went to. The last caller, Mark, said that the public school was as good as the private school he went to by his estimation. But how would I know how good? How would I even know how to compare these? If I go to kindergarten one day and sit in the back of the class for Jack, am I going to be able to tell the difference between the kindergarten class that I went to and the one 40 years later that Jack's in?
Good call tonight, sir. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, Brian was on Skype there. You can connect to us with Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Technical note, if you're calling on Skype and we don't answer, just try calling later. It usually means we're on the call, and if we're on a call on Skype, we can't put a call on hold. It just doesn't have that ability. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shea grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for you and your thoughts. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, share us. Share your favorite episode, whether in audio or video form. Share it on your favorite social bookmarking website. And we sure do appreciate it when you do that for us. Of course, there's the AMP program as well at amp.freetalklive.com. But if you want to learn about how you can kind of share the ideas of Free Talk Live, there's a promote page on our website. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get the actual real-life flyers if you want to, you know, put up some flyers on a bulletin board at a college or a coffee shop or something like that. We've got real-life outreach tools that you can utilize, as well as online things that you can do, like liking us on Facebook and that sort of thing. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we've got Dave in Nevada on the AMP lines. Hello, Dave. You're on with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I wanted to talk about how, I guess, the police state kind of goes beyond police, especially, you know, since all the terrorist stuff where they, you know, even the DHS has their own documents. I think it's the businesses and stuff like that. So I had, it was actually earlier today, an incident with a security guard where I pulled into a certain hotel casino on the strip, or I guess it's sort of the strip. And I was kind of going through to go to the parking garage. So it was kind of confusing, and I guess I turned into this area where I guess people walk, but, I mean, it's like pavement. There wasn't many people there. So a security guard came over, you know, told me, I was already turning around, you know, told me whatever that, you know, not to go that way. It was obvious. And then this big security guard who kind of looked like Chris Christie, actually, started yelling, you know, so I rolled down my window, and he's yelling at me, kind of, you know, talking down to me, berating me, and I'm like, you know, you don't need to talk to me like that. I don't appreciate, you know, you talking to me like that. And just because, you know, I kind of just turned into this little area, and it's just that whole police attitude and we're better than you and you have to obey what we say. And it was basically over nothing.
Well, some security guards are really laid back, cool guys, and others are wannabe cops. And it sounds like you encountered a wannabe cop.
Yeah, basically. But I know that there's a lot of, in general, through Homeland Security, where they do have all these documents that they give to business owners and they give to, you know, mall security and stuff like that, where they say, look for this, look for that.
Oh, really?
So it seems like in general they're more cautious, like, you know, just because I turned a little in an area where no one was even there. I mean, it was like 5 o'clock.
Well, what you're saying is that the government probably either they're intending to do this, or they're just sort of, this is what they do as a result. This is what happens, is that sort of the whole paradigm of superiority and inferiority, the authority paradigm, is propagated. So, I mean, this security guard who has no real power over you, the casino you accidentally turned into in the sort of the wrong spot, isn't going to do anything to you. But he's got this, you know, like, I'm in charge here kind of thing, and it spans our whole lives. And it's amazing how people, you give them a little bit of power and they're just this way. I mean, you can find it with you know, sort of the receptionist at some offices will be just kind of a jerk, because they can be, and that really stinks to have to deal with that situation. And it doesn't help the business you're representing at all. And it's just one of those situations where employees don't help make you money as a business. You get the employees that don't lose as much as the others. Because this guy, you're probably not going to feel that great about this casino going on in the future.
No, I was going to, you know, make a complaint. I usually, you know, don't do that. But, yeah, why am I going to come here? Although I bet you a lot of security guards at other, you know, hotels on the Strip are like that as well. But, and I totally agree with what you're saying, but it's also like, it seems like this mentality, though, has gone, you know, further and further to, you know, this whole security mentality, this whole, you know, police kind of mentality and security mentality. And I mean, you would have thought I just ran somebody over or something. Yeah. I mean, the way this guy was acting.
Well, you know, to his mind, it's one of those situations where you could have. You've just turned it into a pedestrian area. Dear God, there could have been a baby underneath your tire. It's nuts.
Yeah, but that, see, and that's what I think is the whole thing where, you know, just like with terrorism, they're totally exaggerating everything that this is carrying over. And especially with casinos, because they even have, you know, the people that are running for sheriff and stuff like that saying that, oh, the Strip is a, you know, a high-value target or whatever their jargon is.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to make sure that
they said the same thing about,
you know,
Keene, New Hampshire's downtown. When we had the Pumpkin Festival, Keene, New Hampshire was a high-value target just because there were people there. You know, it also gives the security guard something to come home and tell his family about. He can talk about how he stopped some maniac from running people down on the walkway by the hotel. So,
and that's pretty sad if that's his exciting, you know, story.
Well, right. I mean, it gives him some sort of reason to exist, right? Like, he was there. He exerted himself. He took control of the situation. He probably feels like he was in the right completely. He probably feels like you were some kind of punk for messing with him. You probably talked back to him. And, I mean, he's probably got his own version of the story that he's telling his buddies.
Well, and I actually did. That's what I told him, too. And I think, you know, we need to kind of stand. I look at him as kind of a bully, and it's funny, he looks like Chris Christie. But, you know, that I told him, like, I don't appreciate you talking to me like that. You know, why are you sitting there yelling at me? And a lot of people would just, you know, get all scared and whatever because they could, you know, call the police. And the way the police are in Vegas, you know, they might come down and shoot you.
So. Yeah, and a lot of people would cuss him out and be a real, you know, be as much of a jerk to him as he was to them in their minds. And you did exactly the right thing, which is to just say, you know, I'm an adult. You don't speak to adults like that.
Yeah.
No,
take
thank you,
road.
Sir. No, thank you, young man. You go on back in your little cage.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call and sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Sounds like that security guard could use a review of the 30 things to stop doing to yourself.
You're going to get this in the last 3 minutes? You're right,
no,
buddy.
I'm going to get to maybe one of them
in
the last 3 minutes. Unless you want to start a whole new article at this point.
No, go ahead. You've just been teasing it the whole show.
Right, so let's look at one of them in here. Last week we did the first two, stop spending time with the wrong people and stop running from your problems. Number three on the list of 30 from lifebuzz.com, stop lying to yourself. You can lie to anyone else in the world, but you can't lie to yourself. Our lives only improve when we take chances. And the first and most difficult chance that we can take is to be honest with ourselves.
Well, I think that you can't be honest with yourself while you're being dishonest with other people. If you're any good at being dishonest, you have to create a world where the thing that the lie that you've told is true. So you have to live in a lie. I think that one of the first steps with being honest with yourself is to, in fact, be honest with other people. It makes it a heck of a lot easier. There's not many good arguments for dishonesty. Certainly there's certain circumstances where I can see why one would have to, tell a lie in order to protect oneself from, say, a government agent or something like that. I don't believe that a robber has the right to know how much money you have in your pocket, for instance. But,
does this make me look fat?
Well, it depends. I think it depends on your relationship.
I think you're right about that.
I mean, if it does make them look fat, you probably should answer, yeah, that's awful. You should try something else. I don't have that relationship where I feel like, does this make me look fat is a loaded question. Thank God, because I wouldn't put up with it.
Yeah.
So, there's times when I think you need to, but you're either going to be good at telling a lie on the fly or you're going to be bad at it. And to be good at telling lies on the fly, you basically have to tell a lot of lies on the fly.
Be practiced at it, yeah.
Anybody can lie if they're practiced. Most people can lie if they're practiced. And so, that's just a fact about lying, I guess.
Number four, stop putting your own needs on the back burner. The most painful thing is losing yourself in the process of loving someone too much and forgetting that you're special too. Yes, help others, but help yourself too. If there was ever a moment to follow your passion and do something that matters to you, that moment is now. And I think another way to put that is that you really can't be of much help to others if you don't take care of yourself. I mean, what good are you going to do if you don't take care of yourself financially, if you don't take care of yourself physically? I mean, you can't help somebody out if you can't pay your own bills.
Agreed. Right?
So make sure you take care of yourself first and foremost. Make yourself a valuable person. Make yourself useful. Go and give. And then when you have enough for yourself, it'll be easy for you to give to charity. It'll be easy for you to give up your time to help others as well. It's not to say you can't help others while helping yourself, but keep yourself in mind. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, between now and then, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the website there, including the main feature that allows you to actually create the content that you see on the site. You can actually submit what you want there and have other listeners vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. So go check that out. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity, a scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.